Stay tuned. And welcome back. Wow, that was really loud. Like, I was actually kind of shocked. Anyway, we're back after our semi-long dispersion, not an extremely long dispersion. I did not realize that this would go up so loud, so mics be sensitive these days. You are listening to Library of Mysteries. This is Jason Crummett, and I'm here with...
Jason Daniels.
Yes, and we are here to bring you more of the odd, strange, bizarre, and just... flat out weird. So, for this particular time frame, we're going to be talking about something that maybe a lot of you know about, maybe you don't. It's kind of hard to actually say at this point. We're going to be talking about how we are being monitored on the internet for everything that we do. And not just the internet, but how we're being monitored in day-to-day life. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Don't you remember that one?
I'm not aware of it.
Early 2000s. It's actually pretty interesting. It had... oh, gosh. What was the name of that one guy who was on Daredevil? The Bullseye. It's Colin something. Yeah. Well, for those of you out there listening, feel free to text in. The number is... 435-79-RADIO. That's 435-797-2346. And, yeah, take some time out of your Easter break and listen to us rant on why the government is just being mean. I mean, seriously, they have to know everything. They're just being little, I don't know what they're being, what, peeping Toms, snitches, or just really judgmental of the American population.
In theory, to keep us safe. That's their concept of it.
Yeah.
Because they think that they're stopping terrorism with it, even though the reports show they're not, they have no proof that they've actually ever stopped an attack using these search datas.
Well, you know, I was looking up an interesting article, and this one's from cracked.com, so the title says it all, I suppose. But at the same time, we find it to be very legitimate, a legitimate source, because it's not the first time the information being presented has been presented. To put a long run-on sentence on things. Anyway, so, five ways you're secretly being monitored, and these are very huge, by the way. One, which all of you are well aware of, and I remember this was a huge deal when it became a thing, public transit audio surveillance.
That's interesting, because... I don't think people are aware of how much surveillance is actually out there on the streets. Like, with public transit especially, like, I don't think we walk around the streets or go on buses realizing you're really being recorded that entire time.
Oh, you really are. Yeah. I mean, like, we actually had an episode with on Edward Snowden a while back. And one thing that Edward Snowden did every single time that he bought a new piece of hardware... he put a piece of scotch tape, like the thick stuff. You know, yeah, I don't know the exact name of it. But anyway, he put it over the camera,
mm-hmm.
You know, because he's just like, we can't be monitored, you know. And eventually he had to go outside of his house and stay outside of his house when he wanted to say anything personal or private to his wife.
That is scary.
Yeah. By the way, if any of you have seen Edward Snowden, I highly recommend it. It's a great movie. Joseph Gordon-Levitt played in it. If it really outlines a lot of stuff going on. All right, so here's the thing with the transit, and this is what it says anyway. You roll over at 10:47 a.m. to see that you've overslept, and crap, you're late for work. You spring out of bed, slather on enough deodorant to substitute for showering, and hustle to catch your bus to work. After all those fries, aren't you going to super... after all, those super fries... the fries are not going to supersize themselves. I'm getting dyslexic. You just barely make the bus, plop down, and start venting to anyone who will listen about how much you hate modern technology and the fact that it must be a government conspiracy that makes your alarm clock be horrible. We've all been there. Good thing the government boogeyman didn't hear it, right? No. Actually, having decided that the rambling nonsense of people on buses is a major security issue, which it is, assuming your average bus passenger works for Cobra Commander or some crap. Cities around the U.S. have installed surveillance equipment in their buses. A study back in 2001 found that 80% of the transit agencies surveyed had some kind of surveillance in place, including closed-circuit TV cameras and separate audio recording.
Now, I can understand the video recording, like, that's a safety measure, like, with cases like that. But the audio seems a bit extreme.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, like, we actually have seen this. And again, I'll go back to Minority Report. The whole point of that movie is that everywhere you went, your eyes, your retinas were scanned.
Yeah.
And everything was suddenly custom-made to your preferences, which is something they've done on the internet these days. All of your searches are tracked.
Yes, they are. Through the, you're talking about the internet cookies that are stashed on your computer.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it is. It's the internet cookies. Oh, and by the way, thanks to you guys out there who are saying they love the show. We love you too. Keep listening. But yeah, no, getting into the whole being monitored, and also, I mean, these are actual algorithms as far as what you look up, and they're supposing you were looking up something you weren't supposed to be looking up, something you might be ashamed of, like a guilty pleasure, you know, and then all of a sudden you're with your family and just like, hey, I need to show you this new thing I found on the net, and all of a sudden an ad pops up for
something else.
Well, this Penthouse Playboy for starters, I mean,
yeah.
You're just
yeah.
like and then all of a sudden you're looking at yourself going like
But that's theoretically what we want. We want everything tailored to our needs, and we don't really care how it happens until someone else sees it. Because we always treat the internet as like this third party that can't tell anyone else anything. But in a way, it does. There's always someone on the other side of the screen.
Yeah, no, there really is. I mean, like right now, I have my laptop open and there's a camera on it, and I'm just feeling paranoid right now because I really just want to stick a piece of tape over it. Like, stop looking at me. Yeah.
Well, not only are you broadcasting your voice over radio, you have a laptop in front of you.
I'm as public as it gets. I mean, I really should be paranoid.
I have a smartphone and an Apple Watch on right now, so I'm definitely, like, they know everything I do.
Well, it's kind of funny, because people talk about going off the grid. There is no way to go off the grid, and we're going to outline some of the ways and how they go into this. But first off, speaking of cell phones, that's the other thing they do, remote cell phone tapping.
Yes. Yeah, and these are technically, it's a very... a longer process. Technically, they have to go through a search warrant through a there is a special court made to put these search warrants through, called the FISA courts. And that's where the FBI, CIA, NSA will present their information to a judge who will grant the tap on the phone or not. But the thing is, I think when we think wiretapping, we think, oh, they have to physically put something on my phone. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't have to physically be anywhere near you.
Well, you know, the one thing I really appreciate about phone covers these days is that you can get the flip over, you know?
Yeah.
And I really like that. First off, it protects your phone really good. And also, you can cover up that camera. I mean, it still records the audio, obviously. There's no getting around that. But at the same time, though, I've become immensely more aware of what I say. Sometimes I don't care, but...
Yeah. Well, see, the camera thing doesn't bother me for some reason, especially going back to the public transportation thing. I have an app on my phone through the Utah Department of Transportation where I can pull up all the traffic cameras throughout the state of Utah along freeways and highways. So I feel like I'm always being watched. There's nothing I can do to stop it.
No, there really isn't. And on that note, we're going to get back to you with more interesting stuff going on with your personal technology, et cetera, et cetera. Here is Mess Around by Cage the Elephant. Stay tuned. ¶¶ No, she don't mess around. I don't know why, but great song, you know. Elephant in the room, was that what it was? No, it's just the elephant. Cage the elephant. Cage the elephant and mess around. So anyway, we are back with more of interesting, intriguing things going on. The cell phone one automatically puts me in mind of something more interesting. Well, kind of more interesting. I don't know if you'd call it interesting. I'm relating to movies nonstop at this point. Have you heard of cell phone?
No.
Or phone booth. They're basically the same movie.
Heard of phone booth.
Yeah. No, they're basically the same movie. It's just that the only difference between one to the other is that the guy's on a cell phone who can't hang up, and the other one's in a phone booth who can't hang up. And in phone booth, there is an incessant amount of cussing. So I can't really recommend it to anyone other than it really drives the point home on just... Well, where do you go to cell phone? Because phone booth just doesn't cut it. Cell phone is more along the lines of how you are being tracked and how you can be remotely tapped. And how does it happen? Covert government spying programs? Nefarious groups of teenage computer hackers? Yep, probably. But anyone else can do it, too. It's as simple as downloading widely available software from the internet. At that point, anyone who has your phone in their possession, can tap it in less time than it'll take you to notice you don't have it in your pocket. Even better, you don't even have to be on the phone for them to listen in. This software allows someone to remotely turn on the microphone function of your phone even when you're not using it. So, yeah, that is great, isn't it? It's just like you have an automatic wiretap on your person.
Which I find that kind of annoying because just the fact that I don't even have to have my phone open, which for me is a process because the phone can't read my fingerprint. It takes me 5 minutes to open up my phone, but someone else can wiretap it before I've even done that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and for all of you listening out there, feel free to text in. It's 435-79-RADIO. That's 435-797-2346. We'd love to hear your feedback and let us know what you think about this whole wiretapping business. I mean, obviously, they had the... I have to reference Edward Snowden again because I think it's just hilarious. It's... Everything in their house was tapped. Okay, I can't give too many spoilers away because it's just really interesting. All the things that actually get tapped, and you don't even know it.
Well, there's actually, this is about 2-3 years old, where the former CIA chief, David Petraeus, was claiming he was excited that at one point, average appliances will be able to track your whereabouts.
It's so close to true. Okay.
Average household appliances, your fridge, your dishwasher, will all be connected to the internet.
Let's try your clothes.
No, we're gonna get there.
Oh no, it's already there. They talked about this technology back in 2008.
How so?
RFID chips.
True.
Yes. I don't know if any of you have noticed, or at least used to notice, on the back of the sticker that had on the pants, like just on regular jeans, for those of you who buy jeans.
Oh, yeah, it was.
There was a little antenna gold-looking thing on the back of it. And that was all an antenna. There was the RFID chip was there. That antenna was to improve the signal.
Mm-hmm.
They since stopped that because they figured out a way to weave it into the cloth. And I saw a documentary on this. I'm just like, but at the same time, though, I totally think it's legit on account of I actually saw that antenna on the pair of pants I was buying. I was just like, whoa.
Well, now here's the interesting thing about that. So a Pew Research study done in 2015, 40% of Americans find it acceptable to have surveillance on the average American citizen. 40%.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, our culture has radically changed in so many ways. Things that were considered unacceptable are now entirely acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, nobody cares anymore. And a large part of it's due to self-censorship and also a desensitization to things that we really should not be desensitized to.
Yeah.
It's also kind of like what you just expect out of life. Because in one sense, people actually like their movements being tracked because they want things to be custom fit for them personally.
Yeah. Well, I remember working in the summer, I'd wake up and the first thing my phone would tell me is say, hey, it takes you 10 minutes to go to work. It's like, thank you. I did not tell you where I worked.
It's, you know, it's perfect things going on in life, whatnot. We'll have some more for you here in a second. Here is Sleep Thieves singing Islands. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
That was Island by Sleep Thieves. And yeah, it was pretty, it was interesting. It sounded a little psychedelic in my taste, but you know, people like what they like. But anyway, yeah, we are getting into that whole aspect of appliances in which Jason mentioned earlier. Yeah. I should call you something else. You're JD now. Well, there's already a JD on here, so we'll call you JTD. There you go.
Oh, okay.
That I think works. That works.
Yeah. Fine with that.
This is JTD. JTD and JNC. You know, using the initials there. All right. So going into it, this one's talking about PC printer tracking, of all things to get into. If you work in an office setting, soul-crushing or otherwise, you've almost certainly used a printer at some point. And if you're reading this at work, you know, working, you've probably printed something less than businesslike on the company dime. Your fantasy football roster or a stack of flyers for that underground donkey show you're promoting, perhaps.
Just the writer of this article was very specific.
Yeah, pretty much. So, have you ever heard of Echelon? I mean, come on, who hasn't heard of Echelon? It sounds familiar, right?
That's what I'm trying to wrap my head. Like, I know I've heard that a billion times.
Okay, so here's a rundown of what it is. It's a global network of computers. Nothing scary about that. After all, that's kind of what the internet is. And what's scary about the internet, except, well, everything. But where the internet is terrifying in a tentacle, endless stream of memes, basically, is Echelon is terrifying in that it monitors your email, your phone records, web surfing on behalf of several world governments, all in the interest of supposedly keeping tabs on potential terrorists and other assorted criminal masterminds.
Which sounds like an excellent idea in theory.
In theory.
In theory. But there's actually this story, this family in, I believe it, I want to say Britain, it could have been in the U.S., shortly after the Boston Marathon bombing, there was a family. The dad was on his phone searching for a new backpack. He needed a new backpack. The wife was searching for a new pressure cooker to cook family meals in. And the son was working on chemistry homework, which involved the looking up of several different chemicals. When the government saw these three searches going on in the same location, they believed, okay, this is a terrorist cell, and they go in, subpoena the family, get a wiretap, and bring them in for questioning. Just because these three searches were happening by three separate people within the same household.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's kind of funny stuff, because basically you're, nothing you say is sacred. Nothing you say is secret, and anything you say can and will be used against you. Just deciding the Miranda rights on there, but it's kind of a fact.
No, yeah. Well, in fact, Samsung Smart TV, in their privacy agreement, they actually say do not discuss private or confidential information in front of the TV because the voice recognition will record it.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. There's a whole storage unit on that. And no, it's not easy to find. And no, I've never found it. And no, I have never bothered to look to find it. Just adding in all that extra disclaimers there. But yeah, getting further into the whole appliance, actually tracking everything you do. In this case, in the printer, they've actually figured out a way to embed every piece of paper. And this is your printers. Every piece of paper that goes through a laser jet printer with a microscopic code that identifies the specific printer that the paper came from. Okay? Granted, this code can only be seen with the aid of blue lights and magnifiers, but still, someone can read it. Companies including Xerox, Dell, Canon, Lexmark, and others have all begun installing the technology. So, yeah, it's there.
Okay, for that one, I have a harder time justifying a purpose.
I don't know why either. It's just kind of like, this paper is here, and yes, we're going to track it. because we have reasons. Actually, I think they do have a reason for it. It's just to track the actual product being sold, how much is being used. Like, how much paper is actually being used.
I'm still having a problem with that one.
A problem in, like, believing it, or a problem
No,
with, like,
I have a problem with how they're collecting that data after the fact.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. It's just like, guess what? This one got printed on, and clearly they used it at such and such time, and if we create an algorithm seeing how they go about printing their paper, we can create a demand, or create a need for that demand that's clearly there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in one sense, it's all about business. In one sense.
In a sense.
But you're still being tracked, you know? It's still there.
Well, I have this interesting, I've thought it as very ingenious tweet by a man who I should give credit of saying his name, but I apologize. I cannot pronounce this guy's name, and I will not harm him by trying to pronounce his name.
Oh.
But he's a person who is very outspoken against the Silicon Valley and the whole process. And he says the term, like, smartphone, smart home, stuff like that, SMART is an acronym for surveillance marketed as revolutionary technology.
Boom.
Very well put.
Right there. Well, you know, if you have anything to text or comment on that, the number is 435-79-RADIO. That's 435-797-2346. Give us your thoughts, opinions, whatnot. We look forward to hearing from you. But yeah, no, guys, we are being tracked. And this is kind of a common everyday place thing. We were talking about this a few moments ago that nobody really cares.
No. Well, in fact, going back to that Pew Research study, what I thought was absolutely amazing, 40% of Americans are okay with Americans being tracked. But in that same study, when asked if they were fine with foreign government leaders being tracked, it went up to 60%, which I can understand. We need to surveil other countries. But then when the question was asked about our government leaders, the result was still 60%. And I don't know, but my leaning on that is I'm 100% okay with us tracking our government leaders. I want to know what our representatives are doing.
You know what? I agree with you on that, on account of all of them have been dishonest from the beginning.
Yes, I'm fine with knowing their internet history.
We all know they're dishonest. I mean, there's that whole blurb on the CNN earlier today, and I got to mention this because it's just hilarious. We'll talk about what they're actually protesting. But basically, everyone wants Trump to release his tax returns. Because he was the first president who said, no, I'm not going to show you my tax returns. So there's a protest going on that. However, this is the fun part. Because I was watching CNN. They turned it over to a reporter, and I don't remember the exact wording. They're just like, okay, we'll turn it over, and we see that you're marching over there, too. And it just showed this chick over there. And essentially... Well, she's a reporter. You know, she's holding the mic up to her face.
Yeah.
And... it looks like she's about to talk, and then she doesn't. She starts strutting. And then she starts flicking her hair back and forth, you know, kind of like, I'm a supermodel kind of a thing. And eventually, CNN takes it off, and it's just like, clearly we have, I think we've lost connection with that reporter over there. So, terribly sorry about that. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. I had to bring that up. I'm just like, wow. I had one of my coworkers sitting next to me while this was going on. She's just like, whoa, wait, what's she doing? Wow, is there something wrong with her? You know, but I don't know people's reasoning for doing that kind of stuff. But anyway, getting back into it, this RFID chip thing, it's not just the printers also. This talks about razor blades. Because apparently, there's an RFID chip that's actually implanted into each one of these... Each into the product itself, their identification chips, and for the previous reasons that was mentioned, and that's to create an algorithm for figuring out what the demand ratio is.
See, I still feel like there are other ways that could be achieved.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, it's a highly effective way, although they do it without anyone's real permission or anything like that.
No, yeah. And well, let's look at... So this is the actual company themselves, the creators of the product, saying this is to track the selling and the margins and everything, to understand how well their product is performing. But at the same time, you have the retailers themselves that are selling this who also track that data.
Yeah.
So in a less invasive form of just looking at their sales totals.
Oh, yeah.
So what's wrong with that method?
Well, you know, I thought that was kind of an interesting point, too, because basically you have a barcode on every single last one of those products, and they have to be scanned.
Yes.
You know? So the reasoning for this is kind of moot, in my opinion, because each one of those that's scanned, obviously they can track that and be like, well, you know, this product, it was sold, and this gives a more accurate number of what was being sold, not just how much was spent. You know, because it's like taking inventory.
Yeah.
But again, it does give an accurate time frame for when people go buy it. And also, like, I don't know what else they would actually be wanting to track, in all honesty. I mean, what's the point of this?
Well, my problem with it is that seems like a very expensive way of doing that. That putting that technology in could not have been cheap for them to do.
Unless it's subsidized by the government, which the government does happen to own a lot of businesses due to the bailouts that took place back in 2008, if everyone remembers those.
Yeah. Well, and then that goes into the government tracking you using your vehicles that now have smart technology in them.
Oh, no, that's all in there.
Yep.
And have all of you noticed how futuristic our vehicles have become in that sense?
It's all super convenient. In a very short time period.
Yeah. And how much technology is put into it. OnStar, for starters, which started way back in 1995 with a Windstar Ford van. I remember this. I actually remember this as a little kid watching this. They're like, yeah, get your family OnStar because you will... You know, they'll help you when you need it. And I saw this in two other references. You know the movie Eagle Eye? No, it wasn't Eagle Eye. Sorry. Was it Eagle Eye? No. Live Free or Die Hard. That one. There's one moment in there where you have Bruce Willis with the other famous character who's no longer famous. Justin Long. I think that's his name. Well, maybe he's still famous somewhere. But anyway, he went over to this car. And because essentially what Bruce Willis was going to do, he was just going to punch a hole through the windshield, you know? And he's just like, no, wait, stop. So he takes a trash can and he bangs it in front of the car and it sets off the airbag. And then all of a sudden the door opens up and this voice comes on the air. I mean, like, because they automatically contact through the car.
That's the OnStar
automatic.
They're just like,
hold on, we'll come to you. We have you on there right now. And so Justin Long goes through this huge charade, basically, of saying, no, we don't need you. We just need to get to the hospital right now. It's okay. Just start the car because they can remotely start
the car.
Can
remotely start it.
Or turn it off. you know, this is like real technology. Seriously, because they did it with the car. And this is apparently like something that has real precedence. Obviously, these are fancier models. That can actually remotely start a car.
But still, the fact that that technology is there.
And people use it, and it's popular, and it's extremely convenient.
See, now, when you sell the convenience factor of, you can start your car remotely. Well, yes, that sounds good, but what happens when someone else who just goes on a rampage automatically turns off my car when I'm going 80 down the interstate?
Oh, and that's a really interesting part, too. And this is something else I've heard about. The police departments have developed this machine that can automatically switch off your car.
Through EMP, or?
I don't remember exactly. I just remember, like, there was a very... It came up... Watch movies, people, and pay attention to what they're saying, because there is so much hidden stuff in there.
Well, I was actually gonna. You brought up Eagle Eye, and see, yeah. I see that as a really good recent showing of it. It came out in 2008. I recommend it. Apparently, no one else does because it has a 26% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I thought it was good, but it goes through the process of the government setting up this one massive computer that could track traffic cams, your cell phones, every cell phone, every computer, and it could deduct threats through that system.
Oh, yeah, no, Eagle Eye was kind of the ultimate surveillance thing, basically. Mm-hmm. And it had AI intelligence and would eliminate said threats.
Yeah. You know? And the whole premise behind it was, oh, it worked perfect, we saved lives. But then at the beginning of the movie, the AI screwed up, and it felt like, okay, the humans screwed up. I must now destroy all humans so because they screwed up my process.
Yep. And we'll get more. We'll get back to that more with you here in a second. Here is Outlier by Foreign Figures. Stay tuned.
I will try, man up or man will die. I will fall, get up or back to the floor. Oh, I just need to let go, surrender to the present tone. Scared of what is unknown, blame it on the outlier.
And we blamed it on the outlier. I tell you what, that was actually a really good song.
That was really good.
Yeah, and it fits so well with what you're talking about. But Outlier by Foreign Figures, I highly recommend them on account of, well, you know, reasons.
It was the last song I heard.
More or less. I don't know. There's always good songs that come on here occasionally. And I've actually talked to a lot of people who are just like, wow, you're playing music that I actually like.
Good. So, that's what we want.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're providing that service indirectly for all of you. But yeah, no, getting into the whole, back to the surveillance thing, which, let's see, where did we leave off on that, by the way?
I was talking about Eagle Eye.
You were talking about Eagle Eye, and we were talking about movies, and just how interesting it all is. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, the RFID chip thing. And that being... Eagle Eye is another story entirely. I mean, that's an odd, that's a huge example of so many different illegal surveillance things that were going on. They had a Porsche Cayenne. You remember that? Remember that car?
Yeah.
It was a really awesome car. And it was a manual. And at the same time, you had the lady in there giving them directions, telling them where to go throughout the entire movie. Yeah. Super fantastic stuff. Right? So... Oh, no. My computer decided to go rogue on me. This is horrible. Oh, yes. Hello.
The government found out what you were doing and tried to stop you.
Apparently. Yeah. No. Apparently, we're on to something here because my hardware is being messed with.
Yeah. When all of you listening to us, when the stream goes black, wasn't an accident.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Not in this case, anyway. And we were just getting into the good stuff, too, as far as, like, you know, basic stuff in which we have for... Oh, we just lost a person. Darn. Cool. All right. 5 ways you're being secretly monitored. By the way, we got down to almost number 2 on that, by the way. Remote cell phone tapping was number 4. Number 3 was the PC printer tracking. Number 2 was the RFID chips. And our number 1 item for this particular segment today is the Total Information Awareness Program. Are any of you aware of that?
I have not heard of that.
It's interesting, actually. Okay, so this is their intro into this particular bit. You've got a busy day ahead of you. After you send a few emails and max out your credit card ordering the Gilmore Girls Season 3 DVD, you still have to head to an ATM to get some cash, for your night on the town, which basically consists of, well, for some people anyway, drinking yourself stupid and passing out alone. That's their reference on this one, though. I can't say the same. Right about now, you're probably asking yourself, all right, during which of these activities was someone spying on me? And referencing the actual, you know, cracked in the sense.
I think it would be every case.
The answer is all of them.
Yeah.
Well, except passing out alone. Unless you've got a roommate, in which case a photo of you... a photo of your face is adorned with a Sharpie drawn something or other. Never mind. And probably being uploaded to BuzzFeed as we speak. So, little did you know, the Total Information Awareness Project, which, by the way, there's a link on each one of these, so you can look up and actually do your research on them, tracks your daily electronic transactions looking for patterns to emerge, which we've been talking about. This helps the government determine whether you're just a run-of-the-mill person or you're a run-of-the-mill terrorist.
Through purchase history.
Yeah. And what dastardly technology does the Pentagon rely on to watch its citizens? Well, you're using it right now. Pretty much everything you do, from the songs you buy to bills you pay or demoralizing dating profile you fill out, it's now done. Giant networks of computers all connected to the World Wide Web make it a whole lot easier for the feds to watch every little thing you do.
See, and this is where you get, again, going to another movie, Sentinel, with Kiefer Sutherland. This is where you get to that part of the movie where the guy only has cash. He goes to the random grocery store and buys the weirdest thing and somehow constructs this great technology out of just a toothbrush and some floss.
Cue MacGyver.
Yep.
But yeah, no, DARPA, the government agency that created the Total Information Awareness Project, is fully aware that in the hands of human analysts, the access to all of it, all of these records could very easily be abused. So some parameters have been proposed that would put the power to red flag someone in the hands of the machines. Okay. See, that was the problem in Orwell's book. There it is. Evil humans tracking your every move. It's not so bad knowing it's a series of unfailing, completely impartial computer networks, right?
No.
It's just computer networks. They're just keeping track of everything. No worries. I'm thinking about Amazon right now.
Oh, yeah. And Amazon, by the way, just recently reported has, a higher wealth value than Costco, Walmart, and Best Buy, and two other major companies combined.
Wait, which one again?
Amazon is larger than Costco, Walmart, Best Buy, I want to say Safeway, something else, combined.
I believe that.
And about 10 years ago, what was Amazon? It was a bookstore. And now you get everything through them.
Oh, the good old days when it was just that. You guys remember Borders? I remember Borders. I loved Borders. Also, we used to have Hastings. We used to have some really awesome bookstores in this town. Yeah, both with Hastings and with Borders. And now we have the Book Table, which is kind of, well, it's staying alive because it decided to work with music, sell instruments. And people buy that stuff. I mean, we're cultured here in Utah. People really enjoy that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's really great stuff. All right. So on that note, I'm going to give you guys another song here. This is Last Night by the Strokes. Stay tuned. We'll have more stuff for you here in a minute.
Last night, she said.
We are back, and that was The Strokes and Last Night. I like that song too, actually. That was really good. It was kind of old, throwbacky, you know?
Very throwback, yeah.
No, most definitely. But anyway, yeah, getting into the whole of you're being tracked, people, you know you're being tracked. And for a lot of you, it's just common knowledge by now. I mean, especially for those of you who work specifically with computer science related items.
Oh, yeah. The metadata that companies have access to, everyone's doing it, not just the government, but...
Well, it's kind of like, you know, at this point, it's so widespread that it's really not something you can entirely worry about. I mean, yes, you have to watch what you say, and in one sense, maybe it's a good thing in the sense of, well, guess what? Now you have to actually pay attention and, you know, start thinking with your head and rather than just with whatever happens to come to your mind off the spur of the moment.
Oh, yeah, and going into that, there was a time where I was... it was me and my sister, we were just driving down the road, and we always get into political discussions, and I said something contrary to what the government was doing. Suddenly, my sister's phone goes off, and it's Siri, and it says, sorry, I didn't get all that you said. What about the government? And we'll say, okay, now, let's get off that topic. Thank you, no, Siri.
I mean, like, my phone doesn't have Siri, but... You know, it does. It used to have that voice activation thing. And I remember, like, one of my coworkers decided to put the radio on, and it was picking up on things relating to, let's see, what was it? Oh, yeah. No, the music. And Siri would interrupt him, so, like, I'm sorry. What was that you said? And eventually, Siri would give up, and the music would go back. But it would happen so much. And it's with these newer phones that are a lot more sensitive than the old phones are. Like, they can pick up on a lot more sound.
Well, going on with that, we now have the Alexa, which is Amazon's version of the home network. And OK Google, these smart home devices. And there are actually a lot of reports coming in of, like, people listening on the radio, and an ad will come up. And it'll say, buy this product. And Alexa goes, okay, buying this now. It's like, oh, no.
No. That's a little bit more than we needed at this point. But yeah, no, this is all stuff that's what the government Trump gets to worry about. Trump, by the way, has gotten more involved with foreign or international affairs.
Yes.
Something he said he was not going to do and is currently doing. And that's with the whole North Korean thing.
Yeah, again, as we were discussing last week with Syria, we also just launched the largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in the history of military force, the Moab missile on Afghanistan.
That
take
thing
out,
was streamlined. I mean, it looked like a race car.
Yeah. To take out the tunnels of ISIS, and this, again, was to attack ISIS, but was also gestured as, similar to the Syrian attack, as a gesture to North Korea of, please don't make us do this to you.
Yeah, no, that was the headline on CNN today. It was basically, has Trump changed his stance on putting America first?
Yep.
You know, at this point, nothing would surprise me.
No, and speaking of North Korea on that, it is actually their New Year's.
Oh, wait, what is?
Oh, April 15th. It's not April 15th
yeah,
there
no,
anymore.
Pulling back up from one of our last podcasts, we were talking about events that happened in April. April 15th is the new year for North Korea.
Yep. And
are you telling me the reasoning? I remember you telling me this.
Based on North Korea, their calendar, the world has only existed for 105 years.
Since the birth of their first leader?
Yes. Kim Il-sung. Which means, like, revered sun, is the creation of the earth and the beginning of existence.
According to them, exactly. I don't know how they managed to pull that off and what they hope to accomplish, because, honestly, I don't see that whole philosophy going down across the globe. I just don't see it. No. Yeah, I imagine at some point there's going to be a whole lot of integration going on when the world politics change at some point, because I believe they will. Things are not going to stay the way they currently are. They never do. So.
Well, and going on with that, North Korea, it's very typical with them that on their New Year's is when they have that massive parade that you see on the news every once a year where they strut out their missiles and all their military, and they do a nuclear test, which did happen today, and it failed.
No fooling.
Their ICBM,
it was a failed nuclear test?
Yes, their ICBM was supposed to take off. It apparently failed. I don't know the extent of it. It happened a few hours ago, though, and they were not able to launch it successfully. But along with that, we have a aircraft carrier strike force headed towards North Korea right now. China has deployed some 200 units along the North Korean China border. And Russia also, which shares a very small border with North Korea, extremely small, extremely isolated, they're sending troops to North Korea.
No fooling. So they are actually kind of going, hey, knock off that whole nuclear crap, man.
Yeah. Well, in the last 2 years, they've set off two nuclear weapons.
No fooling. I mean, you got to wonder, you know, with all these nuclear tests going on, where's the radiation going? It's not escaping the atmosphere, as far as I know, you know, and it is kind of hazardous to be around that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something you just breathe in. It could just absorb it. All right. Well, I'm getting into too much off topic, but, you know, that's basically, we're about out of time for the day anyway. So, yeah, next week we'll be back again with another conspiracy for all of you to indulge in, you know. And also, there's going to be two more shows this month, and then the month of May comes around when, well, we're going to be on a month break. So, you know, all of you, just stay busy out there and be looking for us when June rolls around. But anyway, yeah, we'll be back next week with more of the strange, mysterious, and just flat-out weird. And this is Jason Crummett with Library of Mysteries with...
Jason Daniels.
And here is... Oh, wait.
The government is taking over our studio currently.
Oh, it always does. This one's Crystal Clear by Opus Orange. Never heard of it. Gonna try it out, and we'll see you next week.
See you then.